Hello, beloved, and welcome to our Bible study. This is Bible study number 4 with regards to deceit. Before we continue, though, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you in Jesus' precious name, and thank you that we can study your word, and thank you that we can learn about deceit and deception before we even see it, so that when we see it, Father, we'll be able to discern. And I want to pray that you will please open up our hearts and minds to receive and understand and enable me as your servant to teach your people, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, as I said, we are busy with deception. This is study number 4. And just to give you a little bit of a recap of what we did before, we looked at, let me just get there quickly because at the end of the day, I need to be able to see. All right, here we go. Last week we looked at false teachers and the fact that they are characterized by deception. And what we looked at last week was that they are workers of deception. That's the one thing. The other thing is that false teachers and false prophets and false apostles, that they preach deception. We looked at that last week as well. And then we also looked at the fact that they impose deception on others, and they do it through causing division, and they do it by teaching false doctrine and by tricking people. All right, and then last week we also saw that false teachers dirty themselves with their deceit. Okay, so that's basically what we looked at last week. We also saw last week that hypocrites, they devise deceit. And they practice deceit. Those were the things we looked at last week. Now, for this Bible study, we're basically going to look at a few things. And one of those things is this, that false witnesses normally also uses deceit. Those who are false witnesses, they use deceit. Now, so what they do is they withhold truth, and they will distort the truth, or they will just plain out lie. Okay? To withhold the truth, let's say to distort the truth, could be through white lies, so it's half truth, half error, but sometimes they just plain out lie. But Proverbs chapter 12 verse 17 tells us that he who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness deceit. So a false witness declares deceit. They actually tell us the deceitfulness of their heart. They tell us what is in their heart. That's why they lie. Okay. In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 5, we read that a faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. So beloved, if there's somebody that's a faithful witness, that person will not lie. And if a person is a Christian and they lie, they must stop their lying. They must repent. And they must turn to Christ by faith and say, I'm sorry, and beg for forgiveness, because it is absolutely from the devil, because the devil is the father of lies, and we should not lie. Okay. Another thing that we know about deception, according to the scriptures, is the fact that the Antichrist will basically be characterized by deception or by deceit. In 2 John chapter 1 verse 7, we read, for many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist or antichrist. Right, so many deceivers have gone out into the world, John tells us. And how do we know that they are deceivers? Is they do not confess Jesus Christ in the sense that he came in the flesh. They refuse to acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, that God became flesh and came and dwell among us. They are called deceivers. All right. And John clearly says, he says, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Is anybody who basically says that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. They are deceivers. They are antichrists because they do not stick to the truth of as it was revealed in Scripture. Remember that Jude told us that the false teachers will do the same thing. They will teach all kinds of wrong things about Jesus Christ. And that is because false teachers deceive through their doctrines, through their teachings and preachings. They deceive people. All right. But we also see, according to Scripture, that with regards to deception, that those who fall away from the faith will also be characterized by deception. Now, those who apostatize from the faith, they will also be characterized by deception. But I think they will be characterized by deception in two ways. The fact that they have been deceived by the devil or the Antichrist spirit. So they have been deceived, but they will also deceive others. Because remember, they are now of their father, the devil, who is the father of lies. So they will speak lies just the way that the devil speaks lies. Because he's a liar. And the father of it. Right, so what is going to happen is these people that fall away from the faith, as we is described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. When these people fall away from the faith, it will be through the Antichrist's deception, but they will also deceive, and they will do it through lies, or half-truths, or withholding the truth, or plainly just distorting the truth. And this is serious, but this is exactly what we're going to see will happen. And beloved, we actually see this play out in the world today. When you listen to the news on TV, when you listen especially to the mainstream media, if you listen to social media, it is heartbreaking that the truth is being distorted around every corner. People are sharing what they think, and they are sharing their ideas, and the ideas are not even based in truth. And then you just find them plain out lying or distorting the truth or withholding critical information that is supposed to be given to people so that people can know what the truth is. The information is just kept from anybody. All right. So what happens is, for example, in the mainstream media, you will listen to the news, for example, and you will wonder, let's say you were the one who saw something happen. I remember our children had an interview by a newspaper, a local newspaper. They found a frog just outside of Newcastle on somebody's farm. And when the article came in the newspaper, it was not even the truth. The truth has been distorted to such an extent that it was no longer, it was now distorted truth that was in the newspaper. In fact, when you read the article, it wasn't even close to what they were telling this reporter. But you see, the reporters has to say things in a specific way to kind of hype up the information, to make it sound more, not credible, but it must sound exciting and so on. So they play with words, and in the process, they actually distort the truth. And let me tell you, in the news media, this is rampant. You will see it everywhere. And it's playing out in the world today, in mainstream media and social media. I don't even want to talk about social media. Because on social media, mostly it's opinions. It is the opinions of people that know very little, that has been indoctrinated by the mainstream media, and that has been indoctrinated by the political climate of the day. And they speak from that, or they have been distorted by their own ideas or their own understanding of reality. And sometimes it's so far, far removed from reality. But, well, they will say whatever they think. And then you have these social media keyboard warriors, nah? Those who sit behind their computers and they hide their faces away from everyone, but they have a lot to say. And what they say is a bunch of nonsense. Because they love to distort the truth. They love to change the facts. They love to lie. They love to withhold critical information so that they can just make their point. I've been watching quite a bit of news in the United States of America with regards to court cases and things that happened with the riots in America and all these kind of things. And let me tell you, the distortion of the truth by the media is just heartbreaking to listen to. Because the thing is, there's enough information out there. There's enough video footage for anybody to look at to be able to kind of say, but you know what is being portrayed on social media, what's portrayed in the mainstream media is not close to the truth. But you see, when people have a narrative, when they have a story that they want to tell at any cost, they will distort the truth so that their story can be the story that is being told and the story that needs to be and has to be accepted. I believe there are quite a few things in the world today where we will be surprised that the story that is being dished up is not even close to the truth. It's a distortion of the truth. They are changing the facts. They are lying to people. They are withholding critical information. And we see it in the time and the age that we are living in. Now, that means that we can actually see the reality of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 play out in the world around us. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7 we read, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work." So there is, from the time that Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonians and he revealed it, he says the mystery of lawlessness was already at work in those days, and that's preparing the way for the Antichrist to come. You see, lawlessness will increase till the lawless one is revealed. This is what's going to happen. It's a reality. The scripture is clear on this. And I believe the prophecy of scripture. I believe what scripture teaches. So beloved, what we will see in the world and what we are seeing in the world is that the unsaved will be deceived by distortions of the truth, withholding the truth, flat out lying. But they will fall for these things where those who are sharing the news will change the facts. And they will implement their own narrative. At the end of the day, people will be deceived by this. And I mean, this spirit of lawlessness is everywhere. This mystery of lawlessness that Paul was speaking to the Thessalonians about. It is everywhere. And I believe that we as believers need to be vigilant. We need to be watchful. We need to be sober that we do not fall into the trap of these people. Right, and the mainstream media and all these kind of things. Now, what I would like us to just look at as well is, what are some of the results of deception? What can we know flows from deception? One of the things that we will know that comes from deception is that it will keep people from the knowledge of God. It keeps people from the knowledge, let's say plain simply knowledge, the truth, the actual facts. It keeps people away from the actual facts because deception is there to distort the truth, to withhold the truth so that people will not get to the real truth. All right, but more than that, deception is there because it will keep people from the knowledge of God. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, your dwelling place, and this is speaking about Jeremiah. God says to Jeremiah that your dwelling place, Jeremiah, is in the midst of deceit. So Jeremiah was living among people who were deceitful. And then it says in Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 6 that through deceit, they refuse to know me. Through deceit, they refuse to know me. You see, that's what deception does. It keeps people from the knowledge of God, not only away from the truth, not only away from those things that are necessary for us to know, but it keeps people away from God. All right, because even in Israel, through their deceit, they refuse to know God. All right, they refuse to bring God into their knowledge because that's what deception does. Deception takes us away from the knowledge of God. All right, but that's not all. Deception also keeps people from turning to God. Not only does it keep people away from God, it actually keeps people from turning to God. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 5 tells us that Israel has slidden back, and God told Jeremiah that the reason is that they hold fast to deceit. You see, their deceit keeps them from turning to God. Because that's what deception does. Deception keeps people in bondage. It is like chains that is put around people that they will not acknowledge God and they will not turn to God because they've been deceived, because deception keeps people from turning to God. Beloved, that's one of the consequences, one of the results of deception. Okay? That people will not turn to God because they've been deceived. But another result of deception is that it leads to pride and it leads to oppression. In Jeremiah chapter 5, for example, verse 27 and verse 28, we read the following. As a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat. They are sleek, yes. They surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy they do not defend. Beloved, and this is heartbreaking. But this is the reality. You see, deception always leads to pride. When people are deceived, you can just see the pride build up in them, and they will think that they know more than others. I just look at these people that he's been deceived through all kinds of things that has happened around the world and the lies that has been told by the elite. You just realize, wow, you know what? It causes not only the elite to be full of pride, but it also causes their followers to be full of pride. Because at the end of the day, that's what deception does. Deception leads to pride. You know, pride, to be puffed up, is a characteristic of people who are unsaved and who are full of themselves. They become puffed up. Now, just think about somebody that's been deceived and they believe that they have the truth. And they believe that what they are saying is right. Just think of the amount of pride that they will carry around in them, how puffed up they will become. But you see, beloved, that's what deception does. Deception always leads to pride. And it also leads to oppression. Somebody that has been deceived will easily oppress somebody else. And the reason why they will oppress somebody else is because they have been deceived. They don't know what the truth is. And let me tell you, we are seeing in the world around us today, there are many people that has been deceived by, let's call them the elite, those who are in charge. Who think they are in charge. But anyway, so they have been caught up in deception, and now what do? They oppress other people. But the reason why they oppress people is they are being deceived. That's why they're doing it. And the fact that they're oppressing other people tells you that they've been deceived, because that's a characteristic of somebody that's been deceived. They will oppress others, and they will be puffed up with pride. Beloved, I believe we just need to open up our eyes and see, and open up our ears and listen very carefully, and you will see this all over the world among the unsaved. It's so clear. So clear. But then, deception also leads to lying. So not only is the results of deception that people are kept from the knowledge of God and that they are kept from turning to God and that it leads to pride and oppression, but deception also leads to lying. You will always see a bunch of lies out of those who are busy deceiving because they don't even sometimes know what the truth is. They can't remember the truth, and they are such compulsive liars that they don't speak the truth in love. All right, so deception leads to lying. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 25. Let's read it again. We read it before, but just to say, a true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. So a true witness will be a good thing for somebody that they are testifying on behalf. Or, if they're in a court case and they are testifying, if you have a true witness, it will normally deliver that person that they are testifying about. But a deceitful witness speaks lies. You see, because if somebody is full of deceit, they don't know what the truth. They can't, how can I say, they just can't discern the truth because they've been deceived. Deception is is really being in bondage, that your brain is in bondage, that strongholds are built up in your mind, and you cannot believe the truth. You cannot even see the truth, even if it stares you in the face. That's the heartbreaking thing about people that has been deceived. You see, if you are deceived, it means that you've been misled by a distortion of the truth or a withholding of the truth. That's why people are deceived. So how in the world can they make good, solid decisions if they do not know what the scripture teaches? Beloved, and that's the problem we find in the day and age that we're living in. That's the problem we find. So I hope when talking about deception, that just this gives a little bit of more clarity on the whole topic of deception. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can come to you in Jesus' precious name. Thank you for your love and kindness towards us. And thank you for the fact, Father, that we can learn from your word what deception is, how it works and how it functions and how it plays out in the lives of people. Father, I pray, if there be anybody listening now that has been caught up in deception, I pray, Father, will you please open up their minds to understand the truth, embrace the truth, and follow the truth, and open up their hearts to receive the truth, Father, because your word is truth. And enable each one of us who are saved, Father, to be able to discern when deception is coming our way. Please, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay. Let me close with this. May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you his peace. And may the Lord really enable each one of us to be able to discern when deception is coming our way. Thank you very much for listening. Until God willing, next time. Bye-bye.